Life Audio.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
A 72-year-old woman quietly lived in crumbling house until an electrician learned her secret. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. John Kinney showed up to repair a light fixture for Gloria Scott, but one look at the dilapidated house revealed the 72-year-old was in desperate need of a whole lot more help, and what happened next is just amazing. You never know when God is going to call us for something greater, but it usually happens when we least expect it. For instance, when electrician John Kinney turned up at Gloria Scott's residence in Woburn, Massachusetts, he thought he was there because sparks were shooting out of one of the 72-year-old woman's light fixtures. But really, God had called John there for something much bigger. John may have been at Gloria's house to fix a light fixture, but it only took a quick look around to realize this woman needed a lot of other repairs. There was extensive plumbing damage, there were holes in the ceiling, raccoons were getting in, John Kinney recalled. But that wasn't it. Gloria didn't even have proper running water. Her kitchen sink was broken and would shoot out boiling hot water. Gloria lived all alone and didn't have the money for all of the necessary repairs. So she simply dealt with a malfunctioning sink the only way she knew how, by turning off the home's water supply completely. Gloria turned the water back on every couple of days to flush the toilets, but otherwise, the 72-year-old just lived without running water. Joe Kinney knew he couldn't just fix the light fixture and leave Gloria Scott to live in these kind of surroundings. It was definitely a hazard, he said. It was a rough condition she was living in, and I noticed immediately. So, John showed back up the following Monday, and he started tackling the much-needed repairs for free. I knew she needed help, and I knew she wasn't going to ask for it. Sometimes it just takes one person to do the right thing for others to follow suit. And that's just what happened after John Kinney started working on Gloria Scott's house. John recruited a few friends to help with the yard work, but there were so many repairs needed on the 72-year-old's home, the electrician quickly realized he would need even more help. So he looked for more help online with a simple description of the situation. Nice old lady needs help. In just 24 hours, the page has already raised $3,500, and the donations haven't stopped. The community's generosity allowed John to get professionals involved with the home repair project, but he also had loads of volunteers turning up to lend a helping hand. Businesses started donating supplies, restaurants started sending over meals. God just kept meeting every single need. The projects kept growing and support kept pouring in, John Kinney said. John started a Facebook page called Gloria's Gladiators to provide updates, and the Good Samaritan efforts just kept growing. Gloria's Gladiators have been able to install a new electrical system, plumbing system, roof, windows, insulation, paint job, back porch on the home, and new grass in Gloria's backyard. Receiving a safe, comfortable place to live has certainly been a blessing to Gloria Scott. But the repairs are only part of the blessing. This elderly woman, who spent so much time all alone, came alive once she adjusted to all the activity and attention. She's been here by herself for over 10 years, so I'm sure it's a big change for her, John Kinney explained. But she's warmed up to everybody. She's so happy, she's got all types of new friends. She's out here making lunch for us, laughing, joking. It's just a miracle to witness. And it's John's hope that Gloria's Gladiators will inspire similar outreaches all across the country. It's about getting the whole community to be gladiators and fighting for people who can't fight for themselves, he said. Meanwhile, God's blessings weren't just for Gloria Scott. As John allowed God to use him for this bigger calling, he and his whole family formed a very special bond with the 72-year-old woman he was serving. And even once all the repairs are done, John Kinney plans to continue visiting his new friend. She reminds me of my grandmother, he said. My daughter has bonded with her. My wife has bonded with her. It doesn't stop here. Gloria is a part of my life. Mom gets heartbreaking call from school after son goes dressed up for Halloween as Tony Stark. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. 10-year-old Evan dressed up for Halloween as Tony Stark and was so excited to show off his costume at his class party. But then, his mom got a call that her son was in tears in the office. When Jill Struckman sent her 10-year-old son Evan to school dressed up for his Halloween class party as Tony Stark, he was over-the-top excited about his costume. Tony Stark is the Iron Man character from the Marvel Avengers movies, played by actor Robert Downey Jr., and Evan absolutely nailed the costume. Evan loves getting dressed up, and he was especially excited that day, she explained. It was hard to get his makeup on straight because he was smiling so much. So imagine Jill's heartbreak when, 20 minutes later, the school called to report Evan was in tears after getting off the bus. They said, "We have Evan here and he's really, really upset," Jill recalled. "My heart just dropped." Apparently, after getting on the school bus, some kids made fun of Evan's costume, and the bully's words knocked the wind right out of Evan's sails. Evan had started out the day so excited and proud to be dressed up for Halloween. Now, he had tears in his eyes and no longer wanted to attend the party. He'd wiped off his makeup and removed all of his carefully planned Tony Stark props. Evan was so upset when Jill talked to him on the phone, she decided to pick him up. She treated him to Starbucks and encouraged him to talk through his feelings. After having the opportunity to regroup and with the support of his mom, Evan came to a really mature conclusion. The 10-year-old refused to let a few cruel comments steal his joy. He decided to head back to school, dressed up for Halloween, and an update from his mom confirmed he had a great time. It's truly inspiring to see how this young man turned things around, but the way he and his mom are handling the whole situation is pretty impressive too. Jill shared the story of how Evan dressed up for Halloween with her friends on social media. After one friend requested she make the story public, it went viral, with a slew of online support flooding in for Evan. And how Jill Struckman responded to all the unexpected attention is inspiring. For starters, Jill showed her son's bullies so much grace and found a way to make a negative situation positive. "I don't think the kids who said what they said are evil or anything like that," she wrote in an update. "I think one kid said something mean and that others got caught up in it and it snowballed from there. It's another important conversation we should all be having with our kids. Don't just go along with something you know is not right. I think all kids just want to fit in, and sometimes that might mean agreeing with something you know is wrong. The kids involved in this will do better, and Ev will do better because of this." Jill had no desire to shame the ones who hurt her son. Instead, she wanted Evan's story to remind people just how much power our words have. She wanted to use the situation as a learning experience for Evan and others. Additionally, as more and more people heard of how her son was bullied for being dressed up for Halloween, kind strangers reached out wanting to send Evan gifts and money, but Jill Struckman graciously offered up some other suggestions. "I think it's amazing how sweet people are, but Evan really doesn't need it," she wrote. "If you want to donate, please instead make a donation to a charity or just do a good deed." We're so glad to see how kindness triumphed in the end, and so proud of how both Evan and Jill turned a negative situation into a positive one. What an incredible reminder how God can take what was intended for harm and use it for good. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Those who love it will eat its fruits. Proverbs 18:21.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
I'm Don Hawkins, and I once heard Chick-fil-A founder Truett Cathy say, "You can tell if a person needs encouragement, check to see if they're breathing." I'd like to invite you to my weekly podcast, Encouragement for You, featuring encouraging guests like Dr. Greg and Aaron Smalley, Dan Cathy, the late Dr. Frank Menrith, Josh McDowell, and more. To subscribe to my weekly Encouragement for You podcast, go to lifeaudio.com. That's lifeaudio.com.